Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down.
Alrighty, and that was Twin Soul. It was written and performed by Jenny Christie Drinkle. She did that for her other half, and she does a really good job with that. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild this evening. We have an interesting night lined up, I can tell already, because already I have been kicked out of chat, and I was the host. So it's going to be one of those nights, guys. So we're going to say this right up front. If it drops you, call back in. If it kicks you out, just log back in. So we don't know what's going on, but somebody had said that starting with, I believe it was August 8th, there was it was 8-8, there was this Lionsgate energy coming in. So apparently, if that's the Lionsgate energy coming in, I'm like going, okay, it's going to be a fun month. They said it's supposed to last until about August 25th, so we'll see how that goes. We have got Maria Perone with us tonight, and Maria, are you there? Did I find you?
I'm here. How are you?
All righty, well, pretty good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Great to be here.
Oops, hang on here. There we go. Sorry about that. Asthma other phone. Apparently I didn't silence that one good enough. Anyway. Oh, well, tell us a little bit, Maria, tell people how to get a hold of you when you're not here on air with us. And then, of course, we're going to get to some readings. We've got a full queue tonight. But we're also going to talk about some things, a little bit of meditation, a little bit of, kind of the how to help you guys, enable you, to do some of your, own psychic work. Because we very much believe that everybody is a little bit psychic, everybody is a little bit intuitive, everybody's got those gut feelings and gut hunches. And that's what we're really, kind of here for, too, is to help people. We get messages for people, who are still on that path and looking for ways to get your messages and whatnot. But in the meantime, we're here and we do what we can and we bring messages through for you. So, alrighty, sorry about that, Maria. Go ahead and tell people how to get a hold of you when you're not here on air with us.
When I'm not here on air, you can go to king.com/MariaPerrone.com, or you can go to www.maria.perrone@yahoo.com.
All righty. And let's see, we're going to open just well. Let's see. I'll kind of leave this up to you tonight. It's like, do you want to start on readings right away, or do you want to do a little bit of talk here to start with?
We can do a little bit of talk and we can do a little bit of reading. I guess a variety of both. I know last week you were speaking of meditations, we spoke of focusing the mind on the breathing. We spoke of focusing the mind on a mantra or repetitive, like saying your name over and over again. Those were some ways. And tonight I'd like to speak of colors, like the chakra areas. You can focus on those. Those are very important to have your chakras focused on during meditation. And like the base chakra is the color red, and red represents increased energy in your blood flow, emotional,
emotional
energy, uplifting. Red, when you focus on your red base chakra, it brings in positiveness, like self-reliance, spontaneousness, and those are some of the chakras to focus on one at a time. They'll increase those areas for you positively. The next chakra is the sacral chakra, which is an orange, and the positiveness that focuses on for you is creativity, tolerance, kindness, and receptiveness. And that is in your right above your near your sex organ. The next chakra is the solar plex chakra, which is a yellow. And that positiveness from that will increase your determination, intelligence. It shows warmth and humor, and it shows and it improves your positive self-esteem.
Cool.
Yes. So I mean,
you want to? I was gonna say, do you want to do all seven of them, or you just kind of want to sprinkle those out too?
We can sprinkle them here and sprinkle them there. We can go to a call next.
Alrighty. One thing, because we have so many callers in queue tonight, we are going to ask that when you come on, please state your name really clearly. It's like, like I said, we've obviously having a few techie issues here. It's like, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but like I said, I've already been booted out of the chat, my own chat. I'm the host, so we know it's really going to be a fun night like that. But when you come on, please say your name clearly so we can hear you. And then we'd also like to get your birth date. And then what Maria's going to do is she will do a three-card layout, for a question. And while she's getting her cards ready, I'm just going to do a real quick one and find out what your birth card is and just a little bit about you. So with that in mind, we're going to take our first caller here And let's see, if I can get the thing to work here, we're going to. Okay, there we go. This is area code 407. 407, you're on with us.
Yes, hi. My name is Pakara. And my birthday is June. Hi. My birthday is June 16, 1988. And, did you say my name right? Did you hear it right? It's Pakara. Yes.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Great. That's all the information you need, ma'am.
What's your question?
Oh, sorry. I want to know, when will I have a kid? Like, that's been on my mind. Like, I didn't have, like, I know I could have been had one, but I have to find the right guy, not just any guy to have a child from. So I want to know, when will I have a kid? And
before that issue with you having a child, are you having difficulties having children, or is just that you haven't found the right one to have it with? Because this card I'm getting is telling me that, you know, possibly you need to go and, talk to your doctor to see if there's maybe some medical issues that, you know, you may have. And this is the Page of Swords. And I'm getting...
you can go. I'll tell you when you finish.
Okay.
They said I can have kids, but there's no problem. I just had to decide to have one because I haven't found the right guy.
You have to, don't worry about finding the right guy. He's going to come to you. I got the Ace of Wands, and that is in reverse, and it says an empty existence, which is what you're feeling now. Because you don't have a child, this is how you're feeling, and, you know, that's going to come in time. God is going to bless you. That's what I'm getting from Spirit right now. You know, you have to things will come to you in time, you know. You have a lot of doubt, you know, and this is giving me, I'm getting from this, this is the Nine of Swords. You know, of course you have a lot of doubt. You have to have faith in this situation. The right person will come to you at the right time. Right now you have to find yourself because you feel, you know, empty, and, you know, you shouldn't have to feel that way just because you don't have a child. That child is going to come to you when you're better prepared in your life. Right now you have to get yourself together because I feel and I hear so much depression from you.
Well, maybe because I'm lonely.
I understand you're lonely. That's why I say you have to find yourself. You have to find yourself and know what it is that you want. Once you find yourself, things are going to start coming to you because you have to be more uplifting, and you're not uplifting right now. I understand that. Get yourself together, you know. Get yourself together, and things are going to fall in place at the right time for you. Well, it's going to happen to you, you know, when it's supposed to happen to you, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel that you will find somebody within the next at least 18 months. Mm-hmm. But you have to get yourself together. You have to find you before this person can find you. Because if you're, right, you know, like this, you're going to attract the wrong person to you. And when you attract the wrong person to you, you don't want that. You don't want to have a child by the wrong person. So once you get yourself together in the right frame of mind, you will attract a more positive person to you. Therefore, God will put that in your life, and you guys can have a child together because he is the right person for you.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree on that one. It's like, yeah. Because, you know, being a parent, You know, I've got five kids. I can tell you right now, it is not for the weak-hearted.
Right.
You have got to have your act together, and you have got to hit the ground running, and you got to stay one step ahead of those kids wherever they are. So, you know, it's
exactly.
Like you need to be in really, you know, like just getting pregnant. It's like you need to be in really the best shape of your life. It's like, you know, go
right.
to the gym, you know, work out, take some vitamins, you know, eat good, you know, prepare your body for,
right.
you know,
but,
for a pregnancy.
Right. But not only for her being physically fit, but she has to,
right.
you know, be financially stable.
Mentally strong.
You understand what I'm saying? And mentally strong, in patience, you know, because
yep.
you're impatient right now. You know, you want this to happen. It's going to happen in time. It's going to happen when, you know, God has the plan for you to for it to happen.
Exactly.
Yes.
Is that making
Hello?
Sense?
That makes sense. Yes, I am impatient, but I know you have to sacrifice for your kids. So things
yes,
will change.
Right.
Like
to
once
sacrifice
I,
for your children, but say again.
I see things will change when I become pregnant and have kids. Like I won't be impatient. I'll sacrifice for them. I call them sound depressed because I'm laying down now, but I'm
uh-huh.
not depressed. So
uh-huh.
maybe that's why. That's probably why it sounds like that.
Okay.
Yes, but
I believe
I'll be a good mother. But
of course you'll be a good mother. No one's saying that you'll be a bad mother. It was just we're saying, you know, make sure that you have your, you know, life in order financially, you know, emotionally, physically,
right.
you know, you feel good about yourself, you're confident, you know, and that right guy will come along for you. I feel within the next 18 months to maybe 2 years, but he's going to come. But you have to be patient because if you're constantly, where is he, you're going to fall for the wrong one at the wrong time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Is there any? Okay.
Well, hopefully that helps out, and you know, call us back and let us know how things go. Let us know how your journey is on this.
Thank you.
And God bless you, and you know, everything's going to work out fine.
Okay. All righty. You betcha. All right. Want to take another person here, or you want to talk a little bit about chakras some more?
We can take another person.
All righty, sounds good. Our next caller here is from area code 720. 720, you are on live with us.
Hi, Kelly. This is Ivatar. Hello to your guests as well.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying all this wonderful energy that we're being showered with.
That's good. That's very good. That's a blessing.
Doing a lot of sleeping.
Yeah.
So you can sit up at night and watch a meteor shower.
Right.
What's going on tonight?
Oh,
so
boy.
What's your question?
Do you need
in
my
your
birthday,
name?
Kelly? Do you need my birthday, Kelly?
Yes. Name and your birthday.
Okay, my name is Ivatar Star, and my birthday is 5853.
Okay.
I should know this is like May 5th?
Yes.
Oh, May 8th. Okay, May 8th. Okay.
Yeah. 5-3.
Two of spades and king of spades. Okay, here we go. 58. Okay. 5-8 of 5-8. 5-8-5-2. Okay, there we go.
No,
5-8-5-3. 5-8-5-3. Aha! Making yourself younger now. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, my question is about my love life too.
Okay.
I've been divorced now for about 5 years, and I have to say that I really haven't been open because it hasn't been a priority for me until recently. You know, because my focus has been on my career. So
mm-hmm.
I'm open now.
Right. Okay. And you want to know about your love life?
Yeah.
Okay. with you. Hold on, let me shuffle these cards. With you, I'm getting the King of Cups, and you know, this is coming up because you're a professional person, and you're going to attract a professional person. And with this King of Cups, I'm getting someone coming to you, and this man, he may be in the legal field or the in the religious, in the area of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that, what is this? What is that? Something like a Christian Mingle or one of those websites called Match.com?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting from you. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing you doing in the future. You know, that's what I see you connecting through from the this man is through Match.com or somewhere like Christian Mingle.
Are you sure it isn't somebody that's going to introduce me? Because I was told, I've been, you know, a friend of mine has been telling me about this person for almost 2 months now.
Okay.
And he expressed a desire to meet me, but I haven't met him yet.
Oh, okay. So, okay, no, I'm getting this, he's coming from, like, you're going to, I guess, go to one of those websites, Match.com,
mm-hmm.
That's what's coming to me.
Really?
Yes.
Not into that. I'm really not into that at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm not I'm really, really laid back. I'm a laid back person. And
yes.
That's not an interest of mine, so I really don't see myself doing that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I see for the future for you. You know, I mean, hey, if your friend introduces you to him, that's what you want, then do it. What's holding you up right now?
There's not anything holding me up. Like I said, I'm open to it, but, you know, like he had told me about this person, and, well, actually, you know, a couple of people have told me about two different people.
Uh-huh.
This person and actually somebody else.
Oh,
but
okay.
They haven't crossed my path yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll be, you know, a good thing for you to meet them. You know, it's nothing wrong with that, you know. Just, you know, take it slow. I got the High Priestess for you, which means, patience, you know, something to, you know, learn. There is, what is this?
I should be patient with him?
Yes, be patient. Take it one day at a time.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would do. And, of course, I got the Two of Swords, which means balance. You know, you're good at balancing your work and your, you know, relationship life. So that won't be a problem for you. So you will have that balance. And that comes from the Two of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I would take it one day at a time. You know, again, I see Match.com or Christian Mingle.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Is this person, you said business, but in my work, will I actually be working with him?
No, you won't be working with him. You'll meet him through, like, Christian Mingles or Match.com, one of those type of, he'll be introduced to you through one of those internet resources.
Okay, maybe this is something down the line that somebody might be.
Yes.
You know, initiating.
Yes,
yeah,
but that's why I told you, make sure with those people that your friends introduce you to, you take it one day at a time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I will.
To say one of the things I will say is with relationship and that kind of stuff, what I'm kind of getting as far as a timeline for you, I'm thinking it's going to be more like in your Saturn time frame, which is going to be around in December. So I'm thinking this is going to be a little ways off. It's like, you know, you might start to, you know, like good gardener, you might start laying the groundwork now, you know, getting the soil prepared, so to speak, you know, plant the seeds. But it's like, so, you know, you can water and it grows. But it's, you know, just like a garden, it's going to take a while. Okay.
Okay. So when you said the gardening is not that, it's not that it's another person. It may be it takes till December, or January for it to bloom. Is that what you mean?
That's what I have here. I mean, that's what I'm getting on my end. It's just, it's going to be a little bit off. It's going to be a little, you know, a little while. So it's
okay.
Just, you know, it just feels like there's going to be some prep work for you and for him both.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And that's okay. Why I was telling her earlier, take it one day at a time.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
All righty. Well, call back in and let us know how it goes. Let us know how your gardening goes.
Good luck,
okay,
and God
Shelly.
Bless.
Okay, Shelly. I'll keep you in touch.
Okay. Sounds
Thank
good.
You. Sounds good.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Oh, golly. All righty. Well, one at a time here. We're getting. You want to take one? Take one more, and then go into the chakras.
Sure,
a bit?
We'll take one more. Sure.
Okay. This one is area code 610. 610. You are on with us.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Your name?
Sonia.
Hey, Sonia. Your birthday?
February 16th.
February 16th. 15. Okay. What's your question?
My question was concerning career.
Okay.
I'm presently looking for another position because things are shaky at the company where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So, we might hang on there for a bit more. I really don't know what direction things are going to go. Not even our boss knows.
Okay, what type of work is this?
Me? It's technology related. I do software testing, training,
okay.
Support, those type of work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you want to know if you should stay there?
No, I know I shouldn't stay because the program is going to end. I'm going to find myself without a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I already started looking for a job.
Okay.
About a month now.
Okay.
But I continue to look.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to wait till the program ends and I'm without a job to start looking.
Okay.
Right.
I'm being proactive.
Okay, right.
Yeah. That was a good thing to do. One thing I'll tell her, Sonia, is that your February 15th, your birth card is you're a 10 of diamonds, and you also have a 3 of clubs as your planetary ruler. 10 of diamonds in general, that's called the blessed card. So in general, I'll just say, you know, your life has a certain amount of blessing over it in the sense of, you know, it's really like it's one of those, you know, God bless your life type of things. So no matter where you go, what you do, what's going to go on, you're always pretty much going to land on your feet. And with that 3 following that up, it's like you're a very creative person. You also find it really easy to learn new things, because the clubs are the scholarly people of the deck. So, you know, it's like whatever you're going to do, it's like, and you've also got that Aquarius mind. So, you know, you're going to, wherever you're going to jump to, it's like you're going to do well. So just, you know, just have that confidence.
Okay.
And the card that I got for you is, the 9 of Wands, the Knight of Swords, and the Queen of Swords. And the Knight of, what is not the Knight? It's the 9 of Staffs, okay? And this tells me that you're, of course, you know, you're determined to find a job. You're determined to stay where you are until you find something, you know, good. Of course, move on. Of course, you know, pursue something else. And the Knight of Swords tells me that, you know, go out there, find something, you know, just go for it, you know. Continue to press forward, you know. You will find something. It may be similar to what you're doing now, but you will find something. And I maybe the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, I don't think
but
the
I believe
is going to last that long.
Yes,
6 to 8 months,
right, but
marking.
Right, but I'm saying you will find something else within the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to last 6 months where I'm at.
Right, right, right. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So are you? Do you still want to continue to stay in that field, or do you want something else?
In the field?
Another,
I mean, I went to
okay,
school
you said
for this.
That, okay, right.
Yeah, I went,
you went
I'm
to school
still
for it.
To, I'm still paying tuition loans for what I went to school for, so
right, right.
I mean,
so,
it's something similar, but I really can't do a career change because, you know, you have to go back to college and get a new degree and all that. So
right, exactly. You know, yeah, you went to school for it. You will get something similar, but what I'm saying is, you know, something out there may come up, you know, that's not in that field, but you will get something similar to what you were doing.
Okay.
Anything else? Any more? You got any other concerns?
No, that's it. That helps. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. And, you know, do call back in and let us know how things go, because we always like to hear those follow-ups. And that is spinning on me. Okay, there we go. Okay, so for our next, we're going to take just a little break here. Talk just a minute or two about the next chakra. So it's like Maria already covered what the red one and the orange one and the yellow one, actually the bottom three. So what is the next
yes.
one?
The next one is the heart chakra. And this heart chakra is the color green. And the positiveness that this chakra will improve in a person's life is compassion, harmony, unconditional love, and balance in grace and mercy. And that was the heart chakra. The next one is the throat chakra. Again, these areas of the chakras are very good to practice and concentrate on during meditation. The throat chakra is blue. That's the color it represents. And the positiveness that this brings out in a person, it's singing, it's speaking the truth, what else, giving good advice, that's the blue chakra, and that's what areas that covers. The next one is the brow chakra, which is the third eye, the indigo color, and the positiveness that that brings on is authoritativeness, clairvoyance, patience, and integrity. And that's
cool.
One of the most popular chakras.
Right. And of course, that's partly what we use to read with. It's like, you know, when we're looking to do intuitive work, you know, that's what we do is, you know, open that third eye, open that brow chakra, and kind of like
right.
Open to that wider world around us. And of course, you can kind of strengthen it through meditation. You know, it's kind of, I mean, that's
right.
That's how, you know, one of the ways you could do that is through meditation, right?
Exactly. Through meditation, concentrating on that area, you know, looking at those colors, the indigo color, you know, imagining a swirl of indigo, you know, focused in on that area, you know, breathing in and out slowly, meditating, you know, quieting the mind, looking at that in the third eye and focusing in that will improve and strengthen your clairvoyance.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, we have several more to go here. Shall we motor on?
Sure. Motor on.
Alrighty. Okay. Our next caller here is area code 847. 847, you are on with us.
Hello.
847? Hello?
Hello? Hey, how are
there
you?
There we go.
Hello?
Yes, hi, we're here.
Hi. Okay. Okay. Good. I was like, wait. Can they not hear me? My name is Jordana, and you need my birthday, right?
Sure. Yes.
Right.
It's July 21st. Do you need the year?
It's helpful.
No, we don't need the year.
Okay.
Your question?
Yeah, my question is this. My boyfriend and I have been going through a rough time the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. And I'm just wondering, I guess, when you see communication with us more and, like, getting back on track.
Okay.
Okay, and Jordana, what I will say is your birth card is a 7 of clubs. And
okay.
The, and your planetary ruler is a 9 of hearts. I think Maria's got her stuff ready, though.
Okay. Okay, I got the strength card. And, you know, things will get back on track with you, with both of you. You both have to be strong in communication, and that's, you know, the strength. That's an area of understanding that you all need to come to, and that'll strengthen your relationship as well in the communication area, because it's very important to communicate well in your relationship. And possibly within the next 3 to 4 weeks, or maybe this is 3 to 4 months, that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, of course, things like that take time, you know.
No, of course. And you
right.
do see, I guess, like, we haven't spoken in, like, a week and 2 days, so almost a week and a half. Do you see us at least starting communication again soon?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do see you
okay.
all communicating. I mean.
Thank the Lord.
Right. Someone has to be, you know, the bigger person.
Person.
You know,
well, and I have tried to reach out to him. He's the one who's being a little stubborn.
Right. Just be patient with it. He'll come through, you know, I'm seeing 3 to 4. Maybe that's 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 weeks, you know, possibly. You know, just be patient, you know. Your communication with him, you know, is good. He needs to be a little bit more not so stubborn, you know.
I thought I was the stubborn one. I'm Italian. I'm supposed to be the stubborn one. But I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not. No, you're not.
I am trying my best with this situation.
Right, you are, and, you know, you guys are going to be successful at it because I do have the world card. And it.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
So you don't see a breakup or anything, which is
I don't see a breakup or anything. You know, this is a favorable card, and this, you know, I see you guys going to, I guess, an event or something coming up, I don't know, within the next maybe month or so. But,
actually, he's going to be seeing me in 4 weeks because I'm traveling right now. But
right.
I have an event that I have to be at the second week of September, which is in about 4 weeks. So maybe that's what you're seeing.
Exactly.
And I'm going to invite him to come.
Exactly. Exactly.
He'll be able to kind of see me in my work element, which I think will be good.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, it takes a person to see you for the first time for them to open their eyes up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
To make them see where they made the mistake at and what they need to do to improve their end. You know,
absolutely.
Because, I mean, this can be a big eye-opener for him, I feel, to help you all's relationship.
Yeah, well,
you know,
he's never seen me in my work element, and I'm going to be in front of, like, 3,000 people talking. So
exactly. Exactly.
I'm thinking that's going to help.
It will, because, again, he will see you for the first time, you know, and that's going to affect him positively and emotionally, you know, and it'll help you all's relationship.
Oh,
you know?
Good. Okay,
yes.
That's good.
So continue to keep doing what you're doing, you know, as a woman in this relationship. So therefore, he can never come to you and say, well, you did this or you did that and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Yes.
It can't be that tick-for-tack thing because
exactly.
I'm definitely not all for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I'm so sorry I took a little longer, but thank you
for all
of your help. I really appreciate it, and I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Oh, good. That's good.
Alrighty.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good week. You too.
You too.
Thanks.
All righty. And we'll motor on along here. It's like I think we're going to get through our queue tonight, Maria. This will be really good.
Yeah, it will be.
Yahoo. Okay, area code 973. You are on live with us.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
I was born January 5th, 1965.
Okay. And your question?
I want to know if I'm going to have a successful outcome in the case that I'm involving my mother's estate, and if possible, if the lawyer is going to begin to work on my behalf.
Okay.
And that was January 5th, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you are a nine of spades, and you've got a four of clubs as your planetary ruler. One thing about the nine people, you come here, and every year feels like graduation. You know, you're really here to, like, you know, tie things up, tie up loose ends, you know, that kind of stuff. So sounds like you're kind of on track with that, and I'm just trying to think, trying to do the math here for your current age. I'm going, okay, 65, you know, I was like,
Yeah, sometimes I get lost with it, too.
9, 10, 12, 13, so you're 48 this year?
Yes, I am.
All righty. And this is really interesting because your long range for this year is a six of spades, which is about finding your purpose this year. And where you're at, you're about in the middle of your year. I don't know, and interestingly enough, you've got the Jack of Hearts and the Queen of Clubs going on right now. Jacks can always be really dicey with things. I'm real kind of hesitant, you know, to say how that's going to go in terms of legal stuff. Maybe Maria's got a little more affinity there for you on that one.
Okay. You're going through an estate, your mother's estate, did you say?
My mother's, yes.
Okay.
It's been going on for like 2 years.
Yeah. There's, you know, of course, some sneakiness going on.
Mm-hmm.
Someone trying to take something from you. It's going to be good news. I'm getting the Page of Pentacles, which is the bearer of good news. So I think things will go in your favor. You know, that's what I feel. That's what I'm getting. And you asked if the attorney will be working more in your favor. Is that what you asked?
Yes, because I actually brought my two brothers with me when it first happened, and they turned on me. So the attorney has been playing games between myself and my brothers.
Okay. Yeah. Spirit is telling me that, yes, he's going to be working more in your favor, that the attorney will. And so he's only he's representing you only, or he's representing all three of you?
He's representing all three of us, and my other sisters and them have different attorneys.
Oh.
I was trying to help them, and then they played games with me.
Yeah, because that's what this is, the Seven of Swords, and this is the Sneaky Thief card.
Okay.
So, of course, they're doing their little tricks on their end. Just continue to press your attorney, you know, and make sure that he's covering all bases legally, you know, making sure that everything that you all are entitled to, that you all are getting, you know, you will get and come to you. But for this, the Page of Pentacles is good news. Pentacles means money, and, you know, I see a gain there.
You see a what?
A gain. I see you all winning. I see you all, you know, getting something. But the relationship-wise between, I guess it's just your brother or somebody. They're
my brothers and my sisters.
Mm-hmm, bullheaded. Bullheaded is what I'm picking up, you know. they're, you know, of course, disappointed that things aren't going the way that they want, you know, once things start to go in your favor.
They're going to be disappointed?
Yes.
Well, they need to be. It's been so long. It's been so long how they treat me.
It has, and, you know, this is, it's terrible that, you know, you all have to get, you know, separate attorneys. You know, you all should be one family working together, you know, so that everybody's, you know, treated fairly, you know, and things like that. But I see, you know, of course there is sneakiness. I do see you getting your fair share and, you know, the bullheadedness from your other siblings.
I don't know if I'm going to have to buy them out, and I don't know if I'll be able to.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to try to see if I get a mortgage.
Oh, is she trying to? Hold on.
But I shouldn't have to, but they're trying to force my hand to do that. And
I've
been holding out.
And I'm getting a yes that you will have to. I'm getting a strong yes that you will have to buy them out.
Will I be able to get the mortgage?
Okay. It says, I'm getting a no on that one.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what to do.
Speak with your attorney to see if there's other avenues that you can go, you know, to negotiate that part out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, you know. But that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hope it gives you a place to start. And let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I sure will. Because the attorney has been playing games with me and my brothers, and it's been going on for the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you all may probably have to, you know, just come to an agreement, both you and your brothers, and find a different attorney.
Yeah, well, they will end up staying with him. I would be the one leaving. They're fine with what he's doing.
Mm.
I'm not the one that's fine. Although I was the one who initially hired him.
Right.
Then
they
double crossed me.
Find one for yourself.
Oh, wow.
And that's probably where you will get your win from. But as far as you, I guess, with the mortgage or whatever, that's giving me a no.
I really don't want to take out a mortgage.
Yeah, I understand.
I shouldn't have to.
No, you should not.
Because it's rightfully mine. It's just not one thing, but the house
in
general, they know is rightfully mine. These are my brothers. They disappeared for years. As soon as my mother died, everybody came running back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They weren't there. When she needed them, they weren't there. They were gone for 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then there's that old adage that says, talk is cheap till you hire an attorney. So it's like, you know, a lot of attorneys, that's what they're there for. They're there to make their money. So it's like, you know, like what Maria says, it's like, you know, find somebody who's willing to, you know, to settle. To take less time and less money to reach an agreement. Because, you know, really and truly, and it's like, if you put it up in front of a judge, it's like a judge is going to look at all the stuff and go, yeah, hello. Judges are not stupid.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Can I ask you guys something real quick about the chakras?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
I was told that it's good when it's in alignment.
Of course, yes.
Right.
Now what can you do to make your chakras be in alignment?
You have to meditate. When you meditate, you have to silence the mind, go into the breathing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, open each chakra by imagining, starting at the base, that the red chakra, which is your base chakra, is opening up.
Okay.
If you imagine it being a small little red dot and you making it bigger and bigger, opening it up, and go to each one doing that.
Okay.
And once you go to the top, focus in on your breathing in and out. Keep your mind extremely clear with nothing, no worries or anything, and they should line up that way. And you'll feel with one with your spirit, mind, body, and spirit will line up, just like the three trinities, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you'll begin to feel that bliss feeling.
And nine times out of ten, like if everything is in alignment, you usually make better decisions.
It helps.
Right.
It helps everything. Your intellect, your intuition, all that.
Okay.
Clarity.
Okay.
The other thing that's really surprising, as far as aligning your chakras, what people have found is, if you know the Lord's Prayer, you know, from Matthew, it's like, you know, the Our Father Prayer, who art in heaven.
Right.
People have found that when they say the Our Father Prayer, that also aligns their chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you might say it two or three times, but it's like, you know, you go through it and it's like, and you will feel it.
Yeah, you will.
Okay. But with everything that you've read so far, you don't really see me in a really bad place. I'm just in a place where I need to just make better decisions and be wise about it.
I don't see you in a bad place at all. It's just, you know, you're going through this situation right now that's putting a lot of stress on you, and
mm-hmm.
you need to get a lawyer that's in your corner and not someone that you have to worry and fight with, you know, because your brothers and sisters are giving you enough trouble, you know. You need to find a lawyer that's, you know, going to win that for you, but I do see you going away with something.
Okay. All right. Thank you, love. I appreciate it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. God bless
all right.
you.
God bless you all, too.
All right. That was good because we got some more info out there on the chakras. That was really good.
Right.
All right. Let's see. We've got another one, two, three. We got four more callers in the queue here, guys. So, let's do a little bit of a push and see if we can get to everybody here. Our next person is area code 843. 843, you're on live with us.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
My name is Paula.
Paula.
And my birthday is the 22nd of December, 1963.
Okay. And your question?
I have two jobs that I work, and I'm wondering, can you give me which? It's too much because I'm pulling a lot of doubles,
mm-hmm.
and I've got to choose one or the other, and I'm kind of trying to figure out which one.
Okay.
And that was December, was it December 22nd or 23rd?
22nd.
Okay. You're a nine of hearts. And that's again, it's like, it really amazes me when we do, you know, when we do this, because a lot of times, a lot of people with, I'll say, similar numbers, you know, will call in on the same day. And again, that nine energy is, you know, your life and times are about, you know, coming here and completing things. Just, you know, yours is called the card of universal love. And where you're at this year, you're still you're in your 49th year. You're gonna be turning that half century mark. And interestingly enough, this whole year has been kind of a focus on the Queen of Diamonds. So it's really mastering finances for you, as is what you're, you know, what you're working on. I'll say this year, and let's see what Maria's got for you.
Okay, what I have is the Fool card. I have the Ten of Swords and the Ten of Wands. And the Fool card is new people, new places, new things. The Ten of Swords is like sadness, you know, with your situation and being between these two jobs. The Ten of Wands brings to me that this is an overburden, and of course, like you said, you need to choose which one, you know, you want to keep and continue to be with. You said two part-time jobs, correct, or two jobs?
No, one's a full-time job and one's a part-time job that's about to turn into a full-time job.
Okay. Right. Okay, so right now this is, I'm getting the ten of swords and the ten of wands, and it's, the Ten of Wands is like excessive pressure, overburden. So which job is that's giving you a lot of, I guess, you know, pr- pressure. I mean, that's the one that you need to, I guess, take a second look at and figure, okay, well, this is kind of stressful for me. You know, I like this other job. Let's go with that one. So which job is that?
Well, they're both stressful in different ways. Like, there's maybe if I give you the names of the places, you'll be able to zero in a little better.
Okay.
One is, I'll tell you what business it is. Maybe that'll help.
Just tell me what
the
type
name.
Of, what, yeah, don't give me the name of anything. Just give me the type of business that you do.
Okay. One of them is a daytime position, full-time snack bar on a golf course, something I already know how to do. And the other one is a restaurant, deli bakery type place. It's a family-owned business, and I'm their counter person.
Okay. Okay. And the first thing that I'm getting is the second one. I believe the second one is the one you should keep, the restaurant.
Yeah.
I think that will work better for you. And I see.
Well, and I want to do readings while I'm at it, you know, and I think that one gives me a better ability to do that.
Exactly. And that's the one that I'm getting the most positive energy with, that right there. And the golf course thing, I mean, that's fine, but I think your restaurant is the one you should go with, the second one. And I see
Good.
You being more happy there. I see you, you know, of course, it's more social there for you, and the time will pass by very quickly.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So that's the one I think you should go with.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. You ladies have a great night, and thank you again.
You too.
And let us know. Let us call back in and let us know how it goes.
Sure will. Thank you.
God bless.
You betcha. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay, get that one to work yet? All righty. Three to go, Maria. Three to go. Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. Area code 209. 209, you're on with us.
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Hey, Pamela.
And my birthday is July 19th, 1964, and I have a job interview tomorrow.
Okay. And what's your question?
I just, want to know if, this job interview will go well and my next step is my career path.
Okay.
And here we have, here's another person with a 9. You're a 9 of clubs birthday. This is so cool. And again, the 9 energy, you know, you guys are here to, you know, make completions, you know, bring things together, kind of tie up loose ends. And clubs people, the cool thing about clubs people, you guys are the scholars of the deck. It's like literally you can learn just about anything that you want to learn, anything that you set your mind to. So you never have a problem, you know, going into a new job, new field, you know, new anything, because you've really got, you know, a mind like a bear trap. And it's like you really are the scholars of the deck. So let's see what Maria's got for you.
For that, I have the 4 of staves, which is harmony, celebration. So with that job interview, I think there'll be something to celebrate after that. And you have a great determination. This is the Ace of Swords. So you show them determination during that interview.
Great.
That's what I got. You will show them
okay.
determination and strength. Yep. And, you know, everything's going to be a success, you know.
I like the job I'm at, but it's just not challenging enough. I feel kind of my vibration is just stagnant. They're offering more benefits and stuff.
Yes.
So.
And that's where that determination comes in for you. Because you have a lot of determination to get something that's more fitting and more challenging for you that'll, you know, fit well with you.
Yeah, and it's easier than the love life, so. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And as always, call back and let us know. We like to hear back from our callers. All righty. And we're to area code 919. 919, you
Hello.
Are on with us.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. First time
how
caller and first time listener, I should say.
Oh, hey. Okay.
This is Rob. And I'm Callie's friend, Rob. And I just have a question. I just turned 40, July 21st. Seems to be a popular month. And I just want to see if you see any changes, because right now I'm kind of in a rut, and I'm not really happy where I'm at. And just want to get my life going.
Okay.
So July 21st is your birthday?
Yep, July 21st, 1973.
Okay, so you just had your birthday. Okay, cool.
Yep.
You're a seven of clubs. And, of
really?
Course, sevens are the cards of faith. And this one, seven of clubs in particular, is called the card of spiritual knowledge. So basically, your lifetime here is, you know, you're here to acquire spiritual knowledge. You know, you're really on a spiritual path. One of the things with the sevens is you really have to make sure that you don't get into negative thinking. Because any of the, I'll say the odd cards, you know, any of the odd numbered cards, they always really have to watch that, because they can tend to get into that, you know, that downward spiral. You know, it's like, and it takes you down. So it's like, make sure that when you're focused on things, focus and be in an upward spiral. Keep your thoughts positive. Keep your words positive.
It's been really hard to do that, but I've been trying my best.
Yeah. There are days and times, believe me.
Yeah.
Maria, what you got?
I have the Two of Cups, the Four of Wands, and the Six of Staves. So are you looking for love?
I've been single 40 years in this lifetime, so yeah, definitely that's one of my goals.
Okay. And I have the Four of Staves. So you need to, I feel this is telling me that you need to go out and socialize a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll find, you know, someone that you're compatible with, you know, in a more social environment, you'll be introduced to them or run into them in a more social environment, because you seem like you don't go anywhere.
Well, yeah.
They stuck up in the house a lot.
Pretty much, and it's not my choice.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting here. But you also seem as if you have maybe a fear of, like a fear of something, a fear of disloyalty or something.
I just have a fear of being rejected. I mean, I've been out many, many times before here, and I'm like, you know, one of my things is, you know, I've been lied to. You know, I wasn't asking people on a date. I just said, hey, do you want to guys want to go to a movie or whatever? And I was given the wrong number. I was given the wrong house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm kind of like, okay, am I in the wrong place or am I just being tested?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just need to, you know, I would meditate about it. That's what I'm getting for you. Meditate on it. You know, always do the right thing. Meditate on it. That, you know, that's a good thing to do. Focus on, you know, being, say, bring your, you know what you need to do? A affirmation. You need an affirmation, your own affirmation. That's what Spirit is telling me. You need your own personal affirmation. But you need to have confidence. I do attract the right person. You know, you have to make a positive affirmation. You know, so therefore you attract the right people. You know, you have to say it in the now. Don't say I will attract. Say I am attracting the right person. You know,
I am attracting. Okay.
You know, say something. Say this one. This is coming up for you. This is what they're telling me. Surround me with people that have my best interest at heart. You know, say that. You know, say it and mean it. You know, say it to yourself. Say it in your meditation. Surround me with people that have my best interest at heart. You know, and God will bring those to you.
I'll tell you a quick little story. My family and my brothers just got married. And all of a sudden, they've changed from being distant to being a lot closer. And I'm kind of like, you know, I got like several texts from them saying, you know, be positive. They would, they did the complete 360 degrees. I'm so happy for them. And I think it's, I don't know if it was a marriage or something clicked on those two. And it's just, to me, I'm doing my, you know, we're barely getting along. My you know, I get, it's just, I know I need to start, everybody say you need to start driving around. And you know, I haven't driven in like 10 years, and that's one of my goals, to start doing again and getting out of the house more often, like you said.
And that's why the four of staff came out, because it said that you need to be more social. Go out there and, you know, they socialize, mingle, you know, go to happy hour.
I had a blast at the wedding. It's just, you know, right now to me, it's just so, and I'm trying to find things, and it's everything here, you got to have money to do stuff here.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, if it's not one thing, if it's the other, I mean, believe me, I've looked. And now, here's some, I know you got our caller. Do you happen to see, because I've been trying to work on this, everybody knows how much I truly do not like Florida. Do you see both my mom and myself relocating?
Can you say that again?
Do you see my mom and myself relocating, because we're both miserable here?
Okay, hold on.
He wants to geographically locate. He doesn't like Florida and the heat and the bugs and the snakes
hate,
and the whatever.
Yes, I'm getting a strong yes. Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Do you know my word? Hold on, let me ask. It'll be within a year, like a year max.
Okay. Okay.
But where are you looking at? What
right
other
now,
places?
Right now we're looking to our hometown of Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Do you have are you looking for a job up there? Have you been looking
Not until I go back to school, no, but I will be eventually be looking for a job, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and it's telling me that Ohio will be a good place for you. I'm getting a yes for that.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And I think it'll be a little bit safer there than it is in Florida.
Rob,
I have a nosy question for you, Rob. It's like, are you 40 or 41 this year?
I'll be 40. I'm 40, as to speak.
Oh, you just, okay, that's what I thought. You just turned. Okay. Because one of the things that's coming up for your year-long, for your year-long one is there's a what I call a relocation card. There's a 5. It's about in the middle of the year. So look for something about, yay. You're going to be saying yay until you're moving in the middle of winter in December, you know?
Right.
Because Ohio's got snow.
I'll tell you a little story. If you two have actually tried to sleep with no air conditioning and no heat for about a month after Hurricane Ivan and Dennis, I will be like, I miss the snow. I prefer it because at least in the snow, you can warm up.
Right.
And the heat, you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's
hard to cool down.
It's miserable here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Ohio would be good for you, you know.
Go Browns, yeah.
And somewhere that you and your mother, it seems if you're, feel more at home there, too.
Yeah, because she's got her sisters up there, you know, my aunt, my cousin. This is about 80% of the family's up there. And I miss the social life. And she watches these shows, you know. A Real Housewives, and I every time she watches that, I get the feeling she wants to live that lifestyle. And I know I'll probably never be rich like they are, but at least it's going to be more comfortable. And
you'll be more comfortable. You'll feel more
family. That's
free
important
to go out and be more
that's
social.
More money. Yeah, that's more important than money.
Yes. So you go with the right attitude.
Exactly.
attitude. You know, meditate about it. pray about it and leave it in God's hands. You know, whatever it is that you want him to fix, don't tell him how to fix it. He already knows how to fix it. Just when you have an issue coming to you and you're in a situation, say fix it. Say spirit,
right,
fix
it. Right now he needs to fix my bank account.
Yeah. And, you know, things will work. God works in mysterious ways.
Right. Well, thank you very much. It's been great.
You're welcome, and God bless you, and God bless your mom.
You too.
And now that you've called in once, call back in, Rob.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All righty. We'll talk to you again.
All right. See ya.
All righty. We'll see you. Okay. And we've got our one more person here, area code 815, who has been waiting for a while here. Let's see if I can get him on here. We've been having some technical problems, guys, so just, you know, hang in there with us. Okay, 815, we got you.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm okay. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, some of the calls were coming through clear and some of them sounded staticky. So, anyhow. So
you can assess static in the air.
I'm sorry?
So I'm thinking it's that static in the air. So who are we talking to and what's your birthday?
This is Michelle and it's July 25th.
Bye,
Michelle, and you're right. And July, I caught July.
July
25th. 25th.
Okay. Right.
What's your question, Michelle?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I've been in a real bad funk lately. Nothing's progressing the way I thought it would, that I hoped it would, that I think it should, kind of thing. Especially relationship-wise, and talking friends and you know, love interest and anything like that. It's just everything is stagnant, and I know that a lot of it has to do with me, and I don't seem to know how to change it.
What I will say is if it's July 25th, you're a three of clubs, and you're a three of clubs twice because you're a Leo. It's called the writer's card. It's one of the strongest business cards. You've got this king of diamonds as your second karma card, and it really gives you that natural business ability. You tend to gravitate toward big money, big business. So a lot of your life stuff has to do with learning because you're a club, you know, you're that scholar of the deck and you're, you know, doubly. You've also got a lot of creativity because, you know, you got doubles on the threes. So, you know, that's a lot of what you're here to do and to learn is, just, you know, being creative, being in business, you know, maybe for yourself. And sometimes it's really hard to have, you know, relationship type of stuff when you're so creative and you're so, you know, business oriented. And a lot of times the threes also make us a little bit indecisive. You know, it's like it's a lot of creativity. It's kind of like that hamster on the wheel. You have kind of like, well, I'm not sure, you know, I think this, I like that, you know, but you kind of hop back and forth. And a lot of times you'll get that reflected in relationships. It's like, you know, if you've gotten this, you know, where you go, okay, I want a relationship, I think it should go this way. But sometimes the person we draw in is actually mirroring our own inner stuff that's going on. And we don't know it until we see it in the mirror. And with that, I'll turn you over to Maria.
Okay,
what I got for you is the Page of Wands. And this, the Page of Wands, what I'm getting from him is you need to have a new perspective on things. And you spoke about a relationship, am I correct?
Yes.
And you need to have a new perspective on that. Are you seeing anyone now?
No, there hasn't been anybody in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm also getting, what is this? You've been disappointed a lot, and this is the World card, and it's coming up in reverse. And bad decisions, and this is the Fool card in reverse, and that's what I'm getting for love life for you. And I mean, do you have high expectations, or are you, I mean, how are your, what is it that you're looking for?
I guess a partner, you know?
Right. What kind of partner? I mean,
well, somebody that can match me as far as, you know, my interests and my beliefs.
Mm-hmm. You were looking for more of a religious person?
No, not spiritual, not religious. I don't do the religion thing at all.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, the person that you're going to meet, or are you, do you want someone that's more laid back, you know, somewhat easygoing?
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as we get along.
Yeah, someone that you can trust.
Yeah.
With you, I mean, I don't too much, I mean, I see you maybe dating like two people, but it's more like a seasonal. I don't think it's something long term, because the compatibility is there, but I mean, you just, I don't see you having a strong interest in this person, these two people.
Hmm.
I mean, the compatibility is going to be there, but it's just on your end, on your part, they're not going to be what you were looking for.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably two different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, more like seasonal. I don't see anything long term.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
I mean, that's just what I see, you know.
Huh.
There are things that you can probably change within, you know, not saying to lower your standards, but to, I guess, look at things at a different perspective, you know. I know looks are everything, you know.
Well, not really, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
well, to some people I know that they are, and, you know, that's where a lot of people end up being single, you know. So just look at things in a different way. I mean, don't be quick to, I guess, nitpick or make a big fuss out of the littlest things. And that's what I see that's bothering. That will bother you about these two.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna pitch in a couple cents here. It's like, I know Leo people tend to like their mates, you know, whoever you're with. You like those people to look good. I have a Leo son, and it's like, I'll tell you what, it is, I'm not going to say it's all about appearance, because, you know, I mean, he certainly loves the wife that he married, you know, and she was a little bit, you know, slightly on the heavy side. She was working out, you know, but it's like he loved her for the person that she was. He looked past the cover a little bit, you know, to see who she was, and she was in shape. She was fit, you know, it was just her build, you know, but build is not everything, you know, and I mean, you know, how does it say? It's like beauty is skin deep and ugly goes clear to the bone, you know, so you look for that person with that heart of gold. You look for that person who's going to treat you right.
Well, of course, you know, appearances is the first thing you see, but I mean, it's, you got to know the person, and like if...
Right.
I think if you saw the one person that I have an interest in, you would be blown away and not what you would think is, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say.
Okay.
Got very wonderful
pictures,
but at first glance, you know, you'd be like, man, he's kind of scary.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I just see there's nothing flowing. There is.
I'm not saying that there's nothing flowing with those two. There's nothing flowing with these two coming up that I see. But there are people coming in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a strong my strongest is with these two, you know, in the near future.
Hmm. Well, that's what I meant. I mean, there doesn't seem to be anything flowing right now. I mean, nothing. It's like, is my phone on? Oh, I paid the bill. Is it working? You know, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Your phone is on. I mean, I see you meeting this one person before this year is up. You know, the compatibility is there again. I don't think his looks wise is what I guess is going to kind of, you know, make you not be as interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And the other guy I see more next year, within the next, let's say, 8 months of next year.
Okay.
At least before the summer.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that I see you being with them for like a season. When I say season, I mean short term. I don't see long term.
Okay. Something to occupy the summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Like
so
that, yeah.
I mean, just go with the flow. Be patient. Look at things in a different perspective.
Hard. Patience is so hard.
It is. I mean, hey, you know what? Try, what is this called? Match.com. Have you tried that?
No, I don't. I am not. I just can't bring myself to do the internet thing.
Okay, but you know what? Remember what I said? You have to have a different outlook on things. You have to take things go at it differently. You understand what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because if you
yeah.
keep on doing that, the what you're doing, you're never gonna find anybody.
That's true. Because I'm not doing. I'm stuck. Yeah.
You know, I mean, do try that avenue.
Other route. Right.
Okay.
I mean, you have to. Like I said, it's you. You know, you have to. Go at it different, you know. It may not be a red Corvette to take you to get to this place. You may have to take a truck, you know.
I'm already
so the roads won't be so bumpy. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm picking up. That's what Spirit is telling me. That's
okay.
how I have to say it in order for you to, I guess, understand it. Not calling you, you know, dumb or anything, but you know, just that's how the impression that they're giving me to tell you.
Okay. Spirit shut up with me too. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that's what they're telling me. The messages that they give me is for you. It's not for anybody else, just as long as you get it. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll get stuff like, okay, well, what is this, a spinning coin for what? Oh, this is telling me this person needs to spend their money wisely. You know, it's stuff like that, impressions like that.
Okay.
But that's what I'm getting.
All right. Okay. Oh, I will.
All righty.
Doing
yes,
they
will call. You know, call back and do call back and let us know how things are going. Though we're
yeah.
interested in hearing this one.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Oh golly. All right. Well,
just how I had to explain
in.
It.
No, you know, and that's good, you know, because a lot of times that's what we do. It's like, you know, we get impressions with stuff, and you know, you just kind of have that feeling, you know, type of stuff, and that's what we share.
Yeah,
and that's
about
it. Right, we got a few minutes here. Maria, I'd like you to just kind of finish up a little bit with, you know, with a little bit more on the chakras and just, you know, kind of cue that in. Someone's asking here, how do they get a hold of you? Because they missed your email, and how to get a hold of you for a private reading. So tell us again how to get a hold of you, either with your email or phone number, so we can get that out to folks and they can get a hold of you when you're off air.
www.maria.perone@yahoo.com, or I'm on King www.keen.com/Maria Perone.
Okay. And it's A-P-E-R-O-N.
Yeah.
All righty. Awesome. So there's for our listening people who are asking that. So there you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little more on the chakras, just kind of finishing up, because I know we got as high as the third eye, and I know there's one more, because you know there's our crown chakra, and
right.
how does that affect us in our meditations? It's like what do we do with our crown chakra?
Crown chakra is it's at the very top of your head. That color is a pink, and it brings on compassion, gentleness, intuitiveness, spiritual, mystic, psychicness. So it brings on all those senses. It enhances all of that. So the more it is focused on, the more it is concentrated on, those abilities come up and, you know, improve. And that color was
right.
Pink. And again, you focus on the breathing. You focus on the breathing and focus in on that area.
Okay. And I believe last time this what I found so fascinating because I know we've had a lot of people come in since we first started this year is that when you meditate, Maria was talking about having a mantra, and it's like one of the things that she did for her mantra is she repeats her name. So how does that help you? You know, it's like, you know, bringing stuff in.
It just makes everything so clear. When I do that, it connects me with my higher self, you know, and it just puts a focus in all three of my mind, body, and spirit is aligned. And again, when I was a little girl and I used to say my name to myself, you know, I used to go to this, I don't know, I guess it was Marshmallow Land or something, but everything was huge. It was white. It was just like, how did I get here? Where am I? You know, it was that sense. But because you have a name, you know, this is your name. This is what you call. This name has a vibration. It has a frequency, you know, and it again is connected to your higher self. And the higher self is connected to your subconscious and the spirit world. So it all, you know, plays a big part.
All is connected. No, we are all connected. you were
yeah.
starting to say that. And I was going, remember that old one's like, you know, the knee bone connected to the, you know, it's like going, yeah.
Yep,
and it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
And all the chakras are connected to the, you know.
Are. They most definitely are.
So how does that, and then, you know, one of the things, too, that people ask is, like, why is meditation important, in, you know, as a daily practice? I mean, I've heard a lot from people who meditate, you know, and, of course, you know, new people come in and go, well, what do I need to do this for? You know, it's like, and why is it important to, you know, to pick a time? And it's like, I can't remember if it was you, you know, was saying, it's like, you know, I pick my meditation time at 3 a.m. And it's like, and I went, oh, man, I know people are going to be going, do we have to meditate at 3 a.m? It's like, no.
Yeah, well. I've always heard myself that, between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning is when the veil of the spirit world is extremely thin and when the communication is a little bit stronger than it is during any other time. So that's why I do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, so.
Learned. That's kind of cool. Okay, I've heard some different stuff, you know, and I'd never heard that particular one. I had heard that we go to what I call astral class, or, you know, people have called astral classes from about, I don't know, it's like they say, if you go to bed about 10, you know, and somewhere between midnight, 90 seconds, thank you, between midnight and 4 in the morning, you know, you get to attend astral class, and they say that you, there's a book out there, oh, what is it? It's called The Magus of Strovolos. And this it's Kyriakos Markides who is the author of that. And he talks about this because it's the story of this old Greek Cypriot, you know, the extraordinary role of a spiritual healer. But he talks about how we go out astrally out of our body every night. And this is why it's important to say prayer. Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Blog Talk is counting us down here. But it's important to say prayer at night to make sure that, you know, your bungee cord brings you back, you know, something like
exactly.
that. But
very much so. Yeah, that happened to me one time. I had went there, and I think all of a sudden, I don't know, I guess I must have went to outer space somewhere, because I was all of a sudden on this black planet, and it looked like everything was made of, what is it, that stuff called that you barbecue with?
Charcoal.
Charcoal. And I seen the earth far away, and then before I could even think, I was back in my bed. It was weird, but first it took me from my bed all the way to like three houses over, and it took me down into this house where these two little kids were sleeping, and back up into outer space, and again I was on this planet, and I'm like, what is this? You know, what happened? Where am I? How is this happening? You know, so it was over with before I could even, you know, think the next thought. So I don't know what that was about, but that caught me off guard there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that, guys, we are out of time. Blog Talk is going to be kicking us off here really quick. So, Maria was like, definitely, now that I know that that's happened to you, it's like, I definitely want to hear some more about that. So we'll have an opportunity to talk about this again. So
Okay. We
will catch up with you again.
Okay.
Thank you for an awesome night, and we'll see you again.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You betcha. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Bye.